Vaccination saves lives. Get vaccinated against pneumococcal disease. Information for older adults and people at high risk. This information is available in Welsh. NHS Wales, Public Health Wales. Key facts. Pneumococcal disease is the name for a group of infections caused by a germ called pneumococcus. These infections can be mild, like sinus or ear infections, but some are very serious and can lead to pneumonia, an infection in your lungs, sepsis, a life-threatening reaction to an infection that can harm your whole body, meningitis, swelling around your brain and spinal cord, which can cause long-term health problems or death. Fact. Pneumococcal infections are more common in winter. You are at higher risk of getting seriously ill from pneumococcal disease if you are aged 65 or over, aged 2 or older and have a certain long-term health condition, regularly exposed to metal fumes at work. You can help protect yourself by having the pneumococcal vaccine. Contact your GP to check if you are eligible. How do pneumococcal infections spread? The germs that cause pneumococcal infection spread easily through coughs and sneezes or through close contact with spit or mucus. For more information about the symptoms of pneumococcal infections, go to Pneumococcal Infections NHS Inform, an external site. Who should have the pneumococcal vaccine? Anyone can get a pneumococcal infection, but some people are more likely to become seriously ill. You should have the vaccine even if you feel healthy, if you are aged 65 or over, or 2 years or over with a long-term health condition, including a long-term heart problem, such as heart failure or heart disease that needs regular treatment, a long-term chest or breathing problem, such as chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, COPD, or severe asthma that needs regular steroids, diabetes if you take medicine for it, long-term kidney or liver disease, a weak immune system due to a genetic condition, complement disorder, illness such as HIV, or treatment such as chemotherapy or steroids, a cerebrospinal fluid leak, fluid around your brain and spine leaking due to injury or surgery, a missing spleen or a problem with your spleen. This includes people with celiac disease that affects the spleen and those with blood conditions like sickle cell disease, a cochlear implant, a type of hearing device. This isn't a full list. If you have a long-term health condition and you're not sure whether you should get the vaccine, contact your GP. You should also get the vaccine if you work in a job where you regularly breathe in metal fumes. For example, if you work as a welder. Babies up to 2 years of age at higher risk from pneumococcal disease. All babies are routinely offered the pneumococcal vaccine at 16 weeks of age and 12 months of age. Some babies at higher risk may need extra pneumococcal vaccines. For example, those with a missing spleen or a spleen that does not work properly, a very weak immune system due to a genetic condition, complement disorder, or treatment such as chemotherapy or steroids. If you're not sure whether your child needs these extra vaccines, speak to their specialist doctor or nurse. How many doses do I need? Most people over the age of 65 and people with certain health conditions only need one dose of the vaccine. This is given as an injection in the upper arm. A few people at risk may need further doses. This includes people who have chronic long-term kidney disease, no spleen or a spleen that does not work very well, a very weak immune system due to a genetic condition, complement disorder, or treatment such as chemotherapy or steroids. If you're not sure how many doses you need, ask your doctor or nurse. Can the pneumococcal vaccine be given at the same time as other vaccines? Yes, the pneumococcal vaccine can be given at the same time as most other vaccines. The person giving you your vaccine will let you know which vaccines can be given together. Can I still get pneumococcal disease even if I have the vaccine? Vaccination is one of the best ways to help prevent severe illness, such as pneumonia, sepsis, or meningitis, caused by pneumococcal disease. No vaccine is 100% effective, so it is still important to know the signs and symptoms of pneumococcal disease, even if you have the vaccine. For more information about the symptoms of pneumonia, sepsis, and meningitis, go to NHS111Wales-HealthA-Z:pneumonia, an external site. NHS111Wales-HealthA-Z:sepsis, an external site. NHS111Wales-HealthA-Z:meningitis, an external site. Is the vaccine safe? Yes, the pneumococcal vaccine is safe. It meets all safety standards. Once a vaccine is in use, its safety continues to be monitored. The pneumococcal vaccine cannot cause or spread pneumococcal disease. Is there anyone who should not have the vaccine? Very few people cannot have the pneumococcal vaccination. You should not have the vaccine if you've had a serious, life-threatening reaction to a previous dose of the same vaccine or any ingredient in the vaccine. Speak to the person giving you the vaccine if you've had a serious allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients in the past. If I am unwell, should I have the vaccine? A cold or other minor illness is not a reason to delay your vaccine. If you are unwell with a high temperature, fever, above 38.5 Celsius, it is better to wait until you have recovered to have the vaccine. But you should try to have it as soon as possible. If you cannot go to your vaccination appointment, please cancel and make a new appointment. What if I have a fear of needles? If you have a fear of needles, let the person giving you the vaccine know. They will support you. Are there any side effects from the vaccine? Like all medicines, vaccines can cause side effects, but not everyone gets them. Most side effects are mild and may last a day or two. The most common side effects include soreness, redness, swelling, or hardening where the injection was given, fever, headache, joint or muscle pain, tiredness. In addition to this, side effects in children may include a change in eating habits, irritability, drowsiness, or more sleep than usual. Rarely, people can have a severe reaction soon after the vaccination, which causes breathing difficulties and may cause them to collapse. This is called an anaphylactic reaction, and it can also happen with other medicines and food. These reactions are extremely rare, affecting less than 1 in 1 million people. Staff who give vaccinations are trained to manage these reactions. People who have an anaphylactic reaction can be successfully treated and usually recover within a few hours. See the back page of this leaflet for further details on the vaccine, including all possible side effects, and reporting suspected side effects through the yellow card scheme. If you have any questions about side effects, you can ask the person giving you the vaccine. How will I get my vaccine? Your GP surgery should get in touch with you to make an appointment when you are eligible. If they don't, or you think you might have missed the invitation, contact them and tell them you think you are due for a pneumococcal vaccine. Fact: you can have the pneumococcal vaccine at any time of the year. The information in this leaflet is correct at the time of publication. For the most up-to-date information, please visit phw.org. www.nhs.wales/vaccines. Further information. If you have any questions or want more information, you can go to 111.wales.nhs.uk, an external site, talk to your doctor or nurse, or contact NHS 111 Wales by calling 111. You can find out more information on vaccines offered in Wales at phw.nhs.wales/vaccines. To find out more about the vaccine, including its contents and possible side effects, go to medicines.org.uk/EMC, an external site. You will need to enter the name of the vaccine in the search box. You can also see the patient leaflet online. You can find the name of the vaccine at phw.nhs.wales/pneumococcal-older-adults-risk-groups. You should report suspected side effects online at www.mhra.gov.uk/yellowcard, an external site, by downloading the Yellow Card app or by calling 0800 731 6789, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. To find out how the NHS uses your information, go to 111.wales.nhs.uk/about-us/your-information, an external site. Public Health Wales is the national public health agency in Wales. We work to protect and improve health and well-being and reduce health inequalities for the people of Wales. Copyright Public Health Wales NHS Trust, with acknowledgement to Public Health Scotland. Version 2, December 2025. ISBN 978-1-83766-772-7. This is the end of the audio recording of the pneumococcal vaccine leaflet. Thanks for listening.